Oasis Audio presents X by John Bevere, read for you by yours truly, the author. Unless otherwise stated, all scriptures are taken from the New Living Translation. About this book. Throughout this book, you'll find biblical insights and strategies that will empower you to discover your purpose, ignite your passion, and realize your potential. With each chapter, there are also reflective questions that will help you personalize what you're learning. If you'd like to learn more about how to multiply, I've created bonus content, including video lessons, a companion guide, and other online resources that can be used individually or in a group setting. You can access these resources along with our entire library of discipleship resources at www.messengerx.com. Millions of people have used these resources, and our goal is to make them available to every person, regardless of their location, language, or financial position, something you'll learn more about as you listen to this book. Take a minute to check out the site and join our global community of messengers. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out to me and my team at Messenger International. Cheering you on, John. Chapter 1. Connecting the Dots. Fear of the Lord is the foundation of wisdom. Wisdom will multiply your days and add years to your life. If you become wise, you will be the one to benefit. Proverbs 9, verses 10 through 12. The year was 2012. I was scheduled to speak in Los Angeles area for a church's weekend services. My normal pattern is to fly in late Saturday afternoon, minister Saturday evening and Sunday morning, and return home Sunday afternoon. This routine was about to change. One of our ministry partners, I'll call him Stan, in discovering I was scheduled in the LA area, called and asked if I would like to play the golf course at the famous Riviera Country Club. I didn't have to think twice, as playing this course was on my bucket list. I enthusiastically responded, "Absolutely yes, I'd love to play." Let me give some backstory. In over 35 years of traveling and communicating God's word, every once in a while, my love for playing golf slips out when addressing audiences. An unplanned yet pleasant outcome over the years has been several offers to play some of the nicest golf clubs in the world. This certainly was such an occasion. This was a very special invitation. Riviera is an exclusive and private club, very difficult to get into. Each year, this course hosts the PGA Tour event called the Genesis Invitational, formerly known as the Los Angeles Open. It has also hosted major tournaments, including a few U.S. Opens, PGA Championships, the U.S. Amateur, and many other notable tournaments. Stan picked me up early Saturday morning for the Dream Round. To make matters even sweeter, one of my close friends, Aaron Badley, had just won the LA Open the year before. I anticipated mentally replaying some of his outstanding shots from winning the tournament in 2011. I started out the first four holes being 3 over par. Nerves got the best of me, but ended the round 2 under par. Stan and I had a great time together. It was a memorable morning, to say the least. On the drive back to my hotel in downtown Los Angeles, Stan asked a heartfelt question. "John, can I ask you about an issue I've been wrestling with?" "Sure." In a vulnerable and most sincere manner, he set up his question. "John, I've worked tirelessly and diligently, giving many hours to build my businesses over the past couple of decades. My net worth is now approximately $9 million. Everything is running smoothly with my current clients. The result of years of hard work is that my wife and children are financially set for life." Then came his question. "Now that I'm entering the decade of my 50s, why should I work at the same pace? Why should I struggle to build my businesses to $35 million over the next 10 years? The Holy Spirit instantly gave me wisdom on how to answer. "Let me pose a scenario to you," I said. "Suppose I was to say to you, 'Stan, I've spent years working hard to write 17 books that are now in over 80 languages with copies numbering in the multi-millions. I've flown over 10 million miles in the past 25 years, fought jet lag, experienced a variety of cultures and strange foods, and stayed in tiny hotel rooms, all to be able to minister the gospel all over the globe. The ministry is doing well.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?